Great.
Yeah, that sounds great. I appreciate that. So give me some your own experiences in your own life in regard to teaching kids about successfully using money.
Well, what I do, I have four children. My youngest is going off to college, so congratulations to your youngest graduating.
Yeah.
Every year I gave my children $500 worth of stock for Christmas. So I called them stocking stuff.
All right.
And you know, it was the local utility company, it was Verizon, and I made a little certificate and I posted it on the kids' wall, and we talk about stocks, and we talk about, we all lived through the 2008 crisis, and the stocks go down in value, but we talked about short-term investing and long-term investing, and I think nothing's wrong with having some real-life examples for the kids.
So your book is called Middle Class Millionaire, and Clark, do you think one of the issues might be that people say, oh, I got to have money to make money, and let's say you're a kid and you've lived a middle class existence, is it possible for you to grow your income, even starting from a middle class, working class existence?
I think so. I think, you know, we see time and time again, NFL players go bankrupt because they never learned how to manage money. We see lottery winners, over 50% of lottery winners go bankrupt because they never learned how to manage money. I think first you got to learn how to save $1,000. Then you go to second grade, you learn how to save $10,000, and you work your way up. And it is a gradual process. When you try to go from $1,000 to $1 million, it's too big of a jump. It's like going from kindergarten to graduate school. So I think it's those incremental steps that make that middle-class millionaire. We have many clients who are policemen and firemen and teachers who really learn to sort of, you know, not to swing for the fences, but just hit singles and doubles.
Absolutely. And this started for you, Clark, with your own dad. He started teaching you when you were 12. Tell me about that.
Yeah, when I was 12 years old, I had a dozen grass-cutting jobs, making $5 a yard. After the first week, I bought myself a cool Schwinn bicycle back then, and then I put the rest of the money into the savings account. And then my dad saw what I was doing, so he got me buying stocks. And by the time I was in middle school, he was taking me to shareholder meetings. We were talking return on equity and dividend yields. But it does start with that just nickel and dime mentality. And the book I've written, Middle Class Millionaire, it's a how-to, but it's also a how-to with some real-life stories of working with different clients.
What's the biggest piece of money advice, Clark, that you can give to graduates? It is graduation time around Iowa and the country. And how do I make it stick?
Yeah, that's great. I tell my kids this, and I tell kids that I mentor. I says, picture what your life's going to be like 5 years from now. Paint a picture, draw it out, and, you know, whatever that picture looks like, then you know where you're going. Too many of the kids will just graduate and not know where they're going. And then once you paint that picture, ask your parents, ask your friends, say, how do I get to where I'm going? And because it's more than just financial, it is, you know, am I going to be a doctor? What type of job am I going to have? And what skill sets do I need for my next career move?
And Clark, this all seems to me like it also takes discipline by the kid, doesn't it? Because we hear a lot about debt this time of year, particularly student loan debt. Then your kid gets out the world, they got their own credit card. It really, when you're talking about planning with your kid, it does take discipline on their part, doesn't it?
It does take discipline. But I think even more, let me share with you an experience. I had a client who had a home mortgage, about $80,000 at 7% interest, and they had a CD earning 1% interest, the same amount of money. And I said to him, I said, the most conservative thing we can do is take that 1% earning CD and pay off the 7% loan you have outstanding. And she hemmed and hawed. She never wanted to do it. And then 6 months later, I said, why haven't we done it? And she goes, that CD is the money I inherited from my mother. And every month I see and remember that. And I said, you know, that's one of the most expensive tombstones I've ever seen. And she goes, what do you mean expensive tombstone? I said, Well, the difference between 1% and 7% on $100,000 is $500 a month. That's what you're paying for the maintenance of that tombstone. I said, I recommend you pay that off. And 6 months later, she came back to me again, and she goes, if my mother was alive, she'd want me to pay off that loan. So it is. I think, we forget. We borrow money with the right hand, and we invest it with the left hand, and we want to make sure we're borrowing it cheaper than what we can invest money at. And it's in the book that we share those type of stories of managing money for 30 years for middle-class millionaires.
And stories are what comes over. Stories are great for teaching people. Clark Kendall's book is called Middle Class Millionaire, Surprisingly Simple Strategies to Grow and Enjoy Your Wealth. Clark, thanks for joining me. Valuable advice this morning, and have a great day.
Great. Thank you. I'm honored to be on your show. Take care, Jeff.